locations meeting needs. 620-343-7756. Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia next to the Water Tower. And Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200. And go Spartans!
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Ready for the third quarter. It's the Emporia Spartans starting with the basketball. And we are off and running as Sheldon Stewart sends it over to Parker Leeds. Jacob Ortega is back in the game after going out with a leg injury with 2 minutes to go in the half. He's off, passes off to Leeds. Leeds picks it up at the baseline, right side. Over to Sheldon Stewart. Stewart driving the lane up and floated in with the right hand. Stewart showing some nice touch. That's his first field goal. He's up to 5 points. The Spartans have the lead, 26-24. Spartans able to withstand a 13-1 run by the Wildcats. Start the second quarter, take the lead. Now Duffy gets open off a pass from Otting in the left side corner, and he buries it. Trent Duffy with his second three-pointer of the game. Is a game-high 11 points, and just like that, the Wildcats have the lead right back. Both teams trading blows in the first minute of the third quarter. River Peters on the far side finds Reck over to Leeds on right wing. Now Sheldon Stewart working against Padilla, top of the circle, finds Ortega. Ortega wants to find Peters, but he was covered up by Duffy, so instead it's Stewart that gets a touch, gets a screen from Reck. Reck trying to find Leeds in the corner and knocked out of bounds by Jake Moeller. Of note, Jake Moeller has been extremely quiet tonight. He scored just 2 points in the Topeka West game, missed 10 of his 11 shots from the field, but he's hardly even shot the ball tonight, let alone scored. He has no points. Ortega will inbound. The far side gets into Reck, off to Leeds. Leeds into the lane, stops the free throw line, finds Ortega. Ortega driving, runs into a double team, needs some help, falling out of bounds, so he gets it off to Stewart. Stewart just inside the free throw line, no good at the right hand, and Duffy clears it the other way now. Driving, now off to Otting, no look pass, misses his first look, does not miss his second, off an offensive rebound. Joe Otting now up to 9 points. And now full court press for the Wildcats, who lead by three. They get into Stewart. Double team coming. He needs some help. And Reck able to come up and get it. Boy, the Spartans had numbers, but Reck couldn't find an angle to get a pass to Leeds. And now Padilla fighting with Reck for the basketball and a foul called. Our first whistle coming at the 6:04 mark of the third quarter. Padilla whistled for his third foul. Jacob Ortega gets it into Sheldon Stewart. Ortega inbounding from in front of the Spartan bench. Stewart finds Reck at the top of the circle working against Otting. Over to Stewart. Stewart drives baseline, stops back out to Reck, hands off to Leeds. Leeds off the screen over to Peters' left side. Peters working his way to the left side of the lane. Now finds Reck in the far side corner pass looking for Leeds. And Moeller knocked it away, but it went through the hands of Leeds last. And it's out of bounds to Hayden. A turnover by the Spartans. Stagnant possession there ends in a miscue for Emporia. Now with the three-point lead, the Wildcats back to work. Moeller with the basketball. Otting sets the screen, top of the circle. Moeller working right side, sends it over to Ham. Ham into the lane looking for Otting, and that pass was out in front of him. And it's... okay, I thought it was going to be a turnover, but apparently a Spartan got a hand on it instead. So, we're going to have a timeout. Dwayne Paul does not like what he sees, so he'll take a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Both teams now are left with three, so we'll go ahead and stay here as kind of backtrack how we started the second half. The Spartans started with the basketball, able to get a bucket from Sheldon Stewart. But Hayden responded right back. Trent Duffy hit a three. And then next trip down the floor, Joe Otting able to collect his own miss for a putback. And so five straight for the Wildcats have given them a three-point lead. Hayden in this game, they have led by as much as six. Actually, they've led by as much as seven. They led 19-12 at one point in the second quarter. It is 24-24 at half. Inbound play. Padilla needs some help. Finally finds Ham out beyond the perimeter. Sends it around to Duffy on the far side. He's got Sheldon Stewart in tow. Otting will come out and get a touch on the perimeter with Reck. Now Otting sets a screen, rolling off of it. Duffy going to drive into the lane, though. Pass to the corner for Padilla. One more to Moeller. Moeller, though, didn't have the angle, so he'll send it around to the right side for Duffy. Duffy back to Ham. Ham looking for Otting inside, but nothing there. So he swings it over to Moeller instead, who will back it out near the center court circle. Moeller lost it. Stewart fighting for it. Sheldon Stewart has the basketball. Two on one, but blocked out of bounds by Moeller. Sheldon Stewart would have been better served to just dump it off to River Peters, who was running unopposed on the left side of the wing. Instead, Stewart went mano-a-mano against Jake Moeller, who blocks it out of bounds. A great play by Moeller. Maybe a play where Stewart should have done something else with it. Ortega driving in, and an offensive foul called. Otting hits the deck. Bo Welch in the official's ear, demanding an explanation. Looks like it was more of a glancing blow, but Otting hit the deck and draws a charge. It's Ortega's first foul. And that was... And that's a tough possession for Emporia. Probably felt like you should have had the transition bucket. And then not only that, but after inbounding the ball again, pick up an offensive foul. So with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, back to the Wildcats. They lead 29-26. Padilla walks it across midcourt, gets a screen, and now rolling off the screen, Duffy for three. That's too strong. Rebound out to Parker Leeds. That's Leeds' first board of the game. Going up against Moeller. Leeds looking to drive. Nothing there. Out to Ortega in the corner. Ortega working his way back in. He's at the right block. Out to Stewart. Now Leeds getting a screen from Sheldon Stewart. Working against Padilla. Leeds driving baseline. And a wild shot. No good. Reck with the rebound. And Reck with the putback. Boy, good thing Cooper Reck was there. Parker Leeds took an absolutely out-of-control shot. That really had no shot of going in, and it was well short. But Reck comes up with the offensive rebound in the bucket. Those are his first points of the game. Otting driving in against Reck, answers right back. Good footwork by Otting to avoid the travel and traffic. Spartans facing pressure. Stewart, double team coming. Needs help. Looking for Ortega. Ortega just comes down with it. Well, the Spartans briefly had a 4-on-3, but Ortega mishandled it, so he gives it off to Reck. Reck now driving, shot, good, plus a foul. Otting hits the deck, and Cooper Reck with the bucket. The Hayden student section showering the officials with boos after they disagree with the call. So Reck has his first 4 points of the game in succession. Otting picks up his first foul.
Number five, Dylan Foster.
Caden Rice will check in. Otting will head to the bench. Dylan Foster returns as well. Taking a seat is Daxton Ham. Reck at the line. He is 0 for 1 in the game. Just 6 of 16 for the season, and the free throw is nowhere near. River Peters fighting for the rebound is going to be called for the foul, and that is number 3 on Peters. That's not a foul that Bo Wells needed there. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And officials discussing something at the scorer's table. I think they were double-checking maybe who the foul was on, but it's a quick discussion. All good to go. The inbound from Trent Duffy into Padilla. Jake Padilla across midcourt. Just 5'6", this point guard for Hayden. Goes past Stewart. Driving to the rack. Left-handed shot comes up short. Reck with the rebound. Poria pushing back the other way. Leeds through a lot of contact and a foul called on the floor against Caden Rice. Non-shooting foul. And Rice picks up his third. That is team foul number 3 against the Wildcats. Spartans will inbound from underneath. Parker Leeds a trigger in. Leeds looking under the bucket. Gives up and has to outlet it to Ortega in the corner. Now to Stewart working beyond the right wing. Right in front of coach Bo Welch. Over to Ortega. Now Ortega back to Peters. Peters at the free throw line to Stewart. Now Leeds across the foul line again. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Ortega will come and grab it. 3 minutes to play in the third. Over to Reck. Reck working inside against Foster, and he gets it to go. That shot crawled over the rim through some heavy pressure. And he gets the shot to go. Reck with 6 points all here in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Rice, working to the left to the top of the circle. Over to Padilla. He's open on the right wing, but doesn't fire. Now back to Rice. He is open. He does trigger. That is going to hit the rim twice and fall in. Kalen Rice, the big fella. A lot of help from the rim on that three. Hayden back in front by two. Leeds back the other way, looking to answer, and leads over Padilla. Gets the hesitation and hits a tough turnaround shot from about 8 feet away. Leeds has shown an ability to hit tough shots in traffic, in the mid-range especially. He's got 10 points to lead the Spartans. 34-34 is our score. 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Muller the basketball, working against Peters to Padilla in the corner. Three on the way. That's no good. Ortega with the weak side rebound. And back the other way are the Spartans. The chance to regain the lead. They had it briefly to start the quarter. Have not since. Leeds driving shot. Too strong. No good. Muller the rebound. Another tough shot attempted by Leeds, but this time it was too strong and pushed to the right. Muller directing traffic with Stewart in tow. Rice comes out to set a screen. Muller, step back three. He hasn't scored tonight. Now he has, and he buries it. Right after the three, a timeout called by the Hayden Wildcats. They have used three now with 1:37 to go in the third quarter. 37-34 Wildcats. We'll take this timeout with them. Hayden by three on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Dr. Amanda Ruxton, D.O. of Flint Hills Family Medicine, providing our local community's professional service in a family-friendly atmosphere to patients of all ages. Pizza Ranch, it's the buffet your way, with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! And Shule Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shule Construction, 620-591-2907. Online at shuleroofing.com.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
1:37 to go in the third quarter. A timeout called by Hayden. It's going to be Emporia basketball out of the stoppage. Timeout situation, three remaining for the Spartans, two for the Wildcats. Emporia had a chance to take the lead their last trip down the floor, but Parker Leeds missed a runner. Then Hayden went down and able to get a three from Jake Muller. Wildcats are now 6 of 12 from three, including 3 of 5 in the third quarter. Parker Leeds walks it up the floor for Emporia over to Shelton Stewart. Hayden now has dropped into a zone defense. First time we've seen a zone from him in this ball game. Drew Hess getting off the bench for Emporia. Stewart over to Leeds. 1:15 to play in the quarter. Now Peters on the left side. Back to Leeds. Looking inside to Ortega at the free throw line. Ortega trying to sidestep around Rice, and a foul called. Team foul number 4 against the Wildcats. That is also foul number 4 against Rice. And Wayne Paul says, get Joe Wadding back in the game, and that's what he's going to do. With 1:10 to go. Drew Hess is in, as is Wadding. Parker Leeds looks to inbound. Needs some help. Dangerous inbound. Able to get it into Peters with some opposition from Duffy at midcourt. Spartans with it, trailing by three into Stewart. Stewart posting up against Padilla. But back out to the perimeter. Now it's Ortega with it. Ortega has it poked away, and Muller with the steal. Back the other way, but Spartans able to get back on defense, so no run out. Back to Padilla. We have 47 seconds to play in the quarter, so Hayden could hold for the final shot, but I'd say maybe not likely at this point. Pass is tipped away, and it ends up in the arms of River Peters. Peters going to the rack. Blocked by Padilla, the shortest man on the floor. Hess misses the putback attempt, and then fouls Duffy on top of it. 5'6", Jacob Padilla blocked the initial shot by River Peters. And the Spartans could not miss two bunnies, or could not hit either of two bunnies at the rim. And so with 32.2 on the clock, it's back to Hayden with a three-point lead here in the third quarter. Padilla with it, looking at Stewart. into Otting. Otting through a double team and a foul called underneath with 22.2 on the clock. The whistle will go against Jacob Ortega. That's his second. Team foul number four against the Spartans. Muller to inbound. Finds Otting on the perimeter. Goes back to Padilla. Padilla to Muller looking inside to Otting. And an offensive foul called. They get Otting for the push-off. Just the second foul against Otting. I think the kind of consensus among Hayden is more confusion than anything where exactly the foul was. 16.3 on the clock. Full court press set up by Hayden. Ortega to inbound finds Peters. Peters across the Leeds. Leeds streaking across the floor into the paint. Leeds trying to pass out of a shot. Throws it away. There's still time. Duffy the other way. Duffy has it poked away by Stewart. Now kicked away in the corner. Saved. Ends up in the arms of Leeds. And Leeds is just going to hold on as the clock hits zero. What a wild scrum. And out of all that, no shots. And a 37-34 game as we head to the fourth quarter. Hayden by three. 8 minutes left in this one. This is Spartan basketball on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by the Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial. Convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. Bath Expressions by Bernat Brothers for all your bath accessory and plumbing needs at 722 Commercial. Serving Emporia since 1904. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisors of Emporia. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. By The Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th Street. The Sports Connection, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all of your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 342-2176.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Fourth quarter, 37-34, Wildcats in front. Hayden will start with the basketball. Hayden's looking for their second win of the season. The Spartans still looking for their first. Inbound to Otting. Otting trying to spin around Reck. No good. Shot, rebound tipped out and into the hands of Parker Leeds. One and done for Hayden to start the fourth quarter. Now this is where the Spartans need to find a way to win a game. This group has, well, they've not won this season. They've had opportunities in a couple contests that they've not been able to finish and now looking to do so here. Sheldon Stewart with it to the right side to Parker Leeds. Now River Peters. Peters over to Reck on the perimeter. Now Ortega to Leeds in the corner. Leeds looking for some help. Finds Stewart. Nearly thrown away. Stewart ends up with it. He pulls up to the right elbow and knocks down a jumper. How about that? Sheldon Stewart now has 7 points. It's the second highest output of the game. A season high 10 came at Manhattan. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. They have a one-point game. Daxton Ham with it. Over to Otting. All beyond the perimeter. Hands off to Padilla. Padilla working against Stewart. Padilla drives in, looking to dump it off to Otting. Kind of an awkward pass. Pass gets there, though, and Otting is going to draw a foul on the way up against River Peters. Otting working on the left block. And for River Peters, that is foul number four. And that is going to be a problem for the last 6:48. Otting to the line. He is 1-for-5 there tonight. He has 11 points. And the first one is well short. We had a lot of free throws in the first half, 13 for Emporia, 10 for Hayden. The Spartans shot just one free throw in the third quarter. The Wildcats, well, these are their first free throws of the second half. Otting misses both. Cooper Reck knocks it down. Otting is 1-for-7 at the line. An empty trip. Still a one-point game. Parker Leeds takes it across midcourt. Picks up his dribble, finds Reck in the middle of the floor, and now hands off to Stewart, who's working against Padilla. Ortega gets a touch on the right side. Now around the horn to Peters. Peters finds Leeds off the screen, but Moeller able to bust right through it. Back the round it goes to Ortega on the left side, looking for Peters posting up against Duffy. Now Ortega is going to take off, going to the lane, drives and scores against Ham, plus a foul. Jacob Ortega making a strong move to the bucket. He's now up to a half dozen points, and he's going to have a chance at a three-point play. Emporia, now with 6:14 to play, is back in front, 38-37. Free throw is good. Ortega was also 2 of 12 from the line for the season for tonight. He is 3 for 3. 39-37 Spartans. Moeller the other way up to Padilla, I should say. Bounce pass to Otting, top of the circle, back to Moeller. Three on the way. That is no good off the right side of the rim. Parker Leeds will let that one leak out of bounds. And now jumping off the bench for Hayden is Carson Alfonsi. First thing we've seen him in the second half. Moeller will check out. Checking it in, from the corner will be Ortega. Leeds will come and grab it. Once again, some full court pressure supplied by the Wildcats. Get it across to Stewart. Nearly stepped on the midcourt line. Process of tiptoeing it. Gets it back to Leeds. Hayden bringing out their defense to the perimeter, trying to force the issue. Pass inside to Leeds. Dangerous pass, but Ham can't get to it, and that leaves Leeds with an open layup, which he connects. He now has a game-high 12, and it's a four-point lead for the Spartans. Padilla looking to answer, and Reck knocks it away. A block out of bounds by Cooper Reck. Now Ham will check out. Dylan Foster returns for the Wildcats. He's going to stay with the Wildcats as Alfonsi tucks in his jersey before accepting the basketball on the baseline to inbound. With 5:23 to play, looking for help. Dangerous pass, and it's picked off by River Peters. And on top of that, a foul against Joe Otting, who is the nearest defender. He fouls Peters right after River came down with the basketball. Foul number 3 on Otting, and also that is team foul number 7. So with 5:22 to play in this game, the Spartans are in the bonus the rest of the way. Emporia, meanwhile, still has one foul to give on the defensive end. Peters at the line is 5 of 6 tonight. This is a 1-1. And he buries the front end. 6 of his 8 points in this game have come from the charity stripe. Now a chance to give the Spartans their biggest lead of the night at 6 points. Second one is on the way. And he nails them both. No problem. River Peters with the 2 free throws. The Spartans are 13 of 17 from the free throw line. And Peters a big part of it. Full court press applied by the Spartans. Get it across to Moeller. Over to Padilla. Now back to Moeller on the right side wing against Ortega. Versus it back to Trent Duffy. He had 11 points in the first half, but nothing here in the second. Pass thrown behind Padilla. He saves it right to Leeds, but Padilla stepped on at the baseline first, right in front of the Hayden bench, on the sideline, I should say. And with 4:56 to go, the 13th turnover by Hayden. Don't look now, but the Spartans gaining steam here in the fourth quarter. They've scored 9 straight to start the quarter and have the basketball. Leads off to Stewart, over to River Peters on the left side. Round to the right side to Ortega. Ortega looking inside to Peters, who is coming across from the left corner to the right block. He had Padilla as his nearest defender, so a great matchup. But the pass was a little bit out in front of him. And a turnover, number 10 for Emporia. So Spartans applying pressure again. They go with a 2-2-1. Stretch it out to three-quarter court. Pass ahead to Moeller. Moeller bounce pass to Padilla right side. Looking inside to Otting over the top. Otting going up against Ortega. Pancaked away. Back down it goes. Otting to the corner. 3 no good. Otting looking for a rebound and a foul on the floor. Ortega is going to be whistled for the foul as both he and Otting hit the deck. That is number 3 on Jacob Ortega.
Number 23, Jacob Ortega.
That is the last foul to give as well for the Spartans with 4:21 to play. Well, Welch unhappy with the call, figuring it either Should have been a foul on Otting, or at worst, a no call. Then it's going to be Padilla to inbound from the baseline right in front of the Hayden student section. Off to our left. Padilla finds Otting underneath, and that is an easy bucket. Somebody got lost. And that is the easiest bucket Otting's had all night, and that snaps the 9-0 run for the Spartans. And that gets the Hayden students back into the game, trailing by four. Pass to Leeds, who takes it across midcourt. Now a double team coming. Leeds spins out of it. Leeds over to Ortega on the baseline, backs it out to the perimeter. Now around the horn it goes to the near side corner for Parker Leeds. Under 4 minutes to play in the game as Leeds takes it out from the corner. Trying to hand off to Stewart, and a reach-in foul called against Padilla. That's number four on him. And that's going to put Sheldon Stewart on the line. Sheldon with 9 points in the game, or 7 points in the game, I should say, looking to make it nine from the free throw line. He is 3 of 4 from the free throw line in this game. First one is good. Well, you got to hand it to this Emporia squad. One thing that they have not done well this year is hit free throws. And knock on wood, so far, the Spartans, especially from some less than usual suspects, have been able to knock down free throws. Stewart knocks down both. He was 5 for 10 for the season entering play today. He is 5 for 6 in this game. It is back to a 6-point lead, 45-39 with 3:37 to go. Trent Duffy dribbling the basketball against Parker Leeds. Off to Joe Otting. Otting back to Duffy. He's open for three. And fires too strong. Offensive rebound, though. Back out to the perimeter. Another opportunity. Padilla with it. Working against Stewart. Padilla into the lane. Extra pass to Otting. And Otting had good position and lays it up and in. The offensive rebound comes back to bite the Spartans there. Back to a 4-point game. And once again, the Hayden students making noise once more. Still a little over 3 minutes to play. Parker leads. Able to shake Moeller and off to River Peters, who's playing with four fouls. Off to Leeds. Leeds going to be called for a carry, an unforced error for the Spartans. With 2:56 to play and a timeout called by Bo Welch. A full timeout. Spartans trying to hang on to a 4-point lead. Under three to play here at Hayden on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Kohlmeyer Dental. For your winning smile, call 342-9555 or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware. Price right every day at 825 East 6th. And Next Tech Wireless. The latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans, a.k.a. the Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
2:56 to play in the game. Bo Welch just took a timeout. And out of the timeout is the Spartans leading 45-41 with 2:56 to go in the ball game. It has been a back-and-forth affair all night. A good atmosphere here as the Hayden student section making noise. So are the Emporia faithful that made the trip up the turnpike. Joe Otting with the ball. At the top of the circle, nearly traveled with it. Off to Duffy. Duffy against Leeds. Looking inside to Otting. Nothing there. Over to Moeller. Now to the corner on the far side for Padilla. Back out to Duffy. He's going to drive inside. Lost it. Out of bounds to Emporia. It was not poked away. Duffy touched it last. And a turnover for the Wildcats with exactly 2:30 to go. So this is a situation that the Spartans have been in a couple times this season. They played Topeka on December 14th and 3 days later against Great Bend. As now Ortega looking for a home run pass to Peters. Peters able to save it. but to no one in particular. He saves it to Coach Bo Welch on the bench. It was a full court press for Hayden. Ortega went for the home run ball, but well, as they tell a quarterback on a deep ball, the one thing you can't do is overthrow it, and that's exactly what Ortega did. Spartans turn it back over. So, but anyway, to finish the thought, those back-to-back games, Spartans led for large chunks of those games, but couldn't find a way to finish down the stretch. This is a game Poirier needs to find a way to figure out how to win. Learn how to win as it's happening. Jake Mueller with the basketball. Over to Padilla on the left side. Long pass over to Duffy on the far side. Over to Ham, a guarded three. Well short. Otting tips it back to Padilla. Now Mueller for three. That's no good. Ham an offensive rebound. Leeds reaching in. And a tie-up is going to send it to Emporia. A huge play by Parker Leeds. After two offensive rebounds, now Otting is off. Foster is back in. Ortega looking to inbounds, and Padilla swats away the pass intended for Stewart out of bounds. 1 second comes off the clock. And now Ortega is going to have to inbound from the corner right in front of the Hayden bench. Now the bench is here. There is basically no room between them and the baseline, so Ortega, very little real estate to operate from an awkward spot. But he's able to find Parker Leeds. Dribbles past Mueller up the floor. Both teams are in the bonus, by the way. They'll be shooting one and ones at any subsequent foul. River Peters with the basketball on the right side. Off to Ortega, back to Stewart, looking inside the Leeds, who's posted up, nothing there. So Stewart reverses course to Peters, tangled up with it, and Duffy going to be called for a hold. Looked like maybe he was going for a form tackle of sorts against Peters. Duffy was on the ground and then just reached up with both hands towards Peters' legs. Peters stayed on his feet, but a rather easy call for the officials on the foul. And Peters will go to the line for a one-and-one. He has 9 points. 7 of them have come from the free throw line, but these are his biggest free throws of the night right here. And nothing but net on the first one. Peters so far has been about as clutch as it gets from the free throw line thus far. And the broadcaster's jinx lives on as he misses a second. My apologies. Still a 5-point lead, 46-41. 90 seconds to play. Padilla looking in the lane for Duffy. Duffy was not looking for the bounce pass, and it went right past him, out of bounds. Another critical turnover for the Wildcats. Ortega to inbound. He finds Peters. Off to Stewart. Double team coming. And back to Ortega. Takes it across midcourt. Ortega is going to feed Leeds. Parker Leeds very quietly putting together a 12-point night. Out to Ortega. Back to Leeds. 1:10 to go. Hayden may have to decide who they want to foul here. Next free throw or next foul puts the Spartans in a double bonus. River Peters has the basketball. We're down to under a minute to play in a 5-point game and a timeout called by Bo Welch. Did not like what he saw offensively, so he takes a timeout with 56.4 to go. The Spartans now are left with one timeout. I'm going to kind of assess some of the particulars of the situation. So I just said Emporia with one timeout. Hayden has two to work with. Foul-wise, 9 fouls against Hayden, so the next foul is going to put any Emporia shooter on the line for 2 shots. Meanwhile, the Spartans have committed 6, so the next foul will put Hayden in the 1-1 bonus. Foul-wise, Hayden has Jacob Padilla and Kalen Rice with 4, Joe Otting with 3. Other than that, they're good to go. For Emporia, meanwhile, River Peters is playing with 4. Jacob Ortega has 3, but no one else has more than 2 for the Spartans. So other than really one player on each side, there is no dire situation in terms of fouls. And simply put, this is the point in the game where, obviously, there is no shot clock. So here in Emporia, objective 1A and 1B are both control the basketball, hang on to it, and 1C is, if a foul comes, hit your free throws. Ortega will inbound from the far sideline near midcourt. He finds Parker Leeds. And a foul in the backcourt against Jake Moeller. That is Moeller's second foul, and Leeds will go to the line for two. These are the 21st and 22nd free throws shot by the Spartans in this game. And that is a big reason why the Spartans have the lead. They have hit 16 of their first 20. Leeds has not been at the line in this game. He is a 62% foul shooter, and he misses the first. Right at his season average of 12 a game. Looking to add on a couple more, but at this point now it's just hopefully he can get one more. And the second one rims out, an 0 for 2 trip. Duffy tracks down the rebound. Still a lot of time left. Duffy off a handoff for Padilla. Straight on three is good. And with 44.7 seconds, a timeout by Hayden. And this game just got a lot different. Parker Leeds was shooting two with a chance to give the Spartans a 7-point lead. He misses both. And then a three-pointer by Trent Duffy, his third of the game, has cut it to a 2-point game. And on top of that, only about 7.5 seconds came off the clock between the rebound and the shot going down. And so as a result of that, there is still a lot of time left in this game. Now with a one-possession game, things just got a lot dicier as well. This is where your Emporia goes back to the learning how to win. And I remember after the Topeka game in particular, is a game that Emporia led virtually the entire way but faded down the stretch and lost 45-42. Bo Welch said post-game, we need to learn how to win. And this is a chance to do that. Spartans need to find a way to, again, control the basketball, hit their free throws like they've been doing tonight. And also, for that matter, play sound defense. Ortega facing a full court press, gets it in to Stewart. Stewart to Leeds, across to Peters, one-on-one. And Otting is going to foul River Peters to prevent a layup. It's not a clear intentional foul call. He definitely was reaching towards the ball, but that was a foul that was definitely made with the intent of make sure Peters does not get a shot up. So they'll shoot two, and the first one is short. And now after the Spartans hit 16 of their first 19 from the line, they've missed four in a row. And even if this goes down, it's still going to be a one-possession game. Otting, by the way, and now is at four fouls after that. Peters misses both again, and Duffy aboard. Still 35 seconds to go. Duffy against Stewart. Off to Padilla after Stewart denies a three. Into Otting. Otting looking to tie it, and he does with 26 seconds to go. And a timeout called by Dwayne Paul and the Hayden Wildcats. And this Hayden student section loving it. Joe Otting now with 17 points after connecting on that shot. It is a 30-second timeout called by the Wildcats. That is their last timeout. Emporia still has one to work with. And so now, you're the Spartans. Well, you haven't quite had the worst-case scenario happen. You've missed five free throws in a row and watched a five-point lead evaporate. That is bad enough in itself. But at the same time, the situation is simple. There's 24.5 seconds on the clock. The Spartans have the ball. The game is tied. If Emporia can run an effective offensive set and get a shot in the final 5 seconds or so of the contest, a very real chance of winning this game. even though the lead is gone, the chance of winning is far from being gone. Ortega looking to inbound and knocked out of bounds by Padilla. He was looking for leads, and Padilla steps in front and knocks it away. Padilla will inbound from in front of the Hayden bench now to our left. Bounce pass into Leeds. Pressure will back off as Leeds pushes it across to Ortega. And now, here we go. 15 seconds to play in the game. Tie game, 46-46. Cooper Rack off to Sheldon Stewart. Everybody on their feet here at Hayden. The clock is under 10 seconds. Timeout, Emporia, with 7.3 on the clock. Boy, and the noise in this gym, this is probably the loudest that we have heard any gym this season for an Emporia High game. Maybe the only thing that compares would be the end of the girls' game against Topeka back before Christmas. That was a two-point game, a two-point final, I should say. But this is a situation just as tense, and the roar from the Hayden student section during that defensive possession, and the Hayden parents, for that matter, getting up out of their seats and making noise as well. It got loud enough to the point that it was hard to hear the whistle for Emporia to burn the timeout. So with that, both teams have emptied the barrel in the timeout department. And at this point, there is no outlet if something goes wrong or if you get in trouble. You have to make something happen rather than bail out with the timeout call. The situation does not change. It is still, Emporia can hit a shot here. In all likelihood, they win the game. They have 7 seconds to do it. They will end down from the far side near midcourt. Ortega will do so. Hayden in a man-to-man defense. Ortega looking for an outlet. He finds Cooper Reck. Reck with 5 seconds. Looks for someone to get it off. Reck for three. He airballs it out of bounds, and there's 1.6 on the clock. Hayden has a chance. See if they can get a pass down court and get a shot off. If you're the Spartans, I would think that the objective would be maybe play a couple guys up front to have some resistance, but then drop the other three back, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to have Leeds and Stewart in the front court. Padilla gets it. Two dribbles from half court for the win. Almost banked it in. It was a little bit too strong, but it was online. Oh, my. Nearly a banked in three from half court for Jacob Padilla to win the game. Instead, we are going to have 4 minutes of free basketball from Hayden High School. My, oh, my, that would have been some finish if that would have gone. So, exhale. We still got 4 more minutes to go. And with that, this is important to remind you here, the foul situation. River Peters is playing with 4 for Emporia. For Hayden, Jacob Padilla, and most importantly, Joe Otting, both are playing with 4. Those nuggets are not nearly as important in the final seconds of regulation, but when you're tied and got 4 more minutes to play, then it becomes a different story. You might get situations where you see key players that have fouled out. You have to go several minutes with lesser used secondary players. Rely on the bench depth to try to pull out a victory in extra time. We're going to get 4 more minutes back on the clock. It's going to be Otting and Cooper Reck to jump. Teams will keep going the same ways as they did in regulation. Emporia going from left to right. The opposite true for Hayden. Ball is in the air, and the tip for OT is won by the Spartans. Reck tips it back to Sheldon Stewart. And an extra 4 minutes underway, and Stewart loses it in the backcourt. He has no choice but to pick it up. And a turnover, 13 seconds into overtime. Well, that's not a good start. Inbound goes in from Daxton Hamm to Jake Padilla. across midcourt. Looking against Stewart. Stops at the left elbow. Hands off to Moeller. Moeller has been very quiet. Ball almost poked away by Stewart. Up it goes to Duffy. Now Auding gets a touch to the top of the circle. A couple dribbles and a handoff to Moeller. Lead switches off on the Moeller. Now it's Rex switching on to Moeller. Duffy into Auding. Auding backing his way against Leeds. Rex providing help over the top, and a foul called. And Joe Auding's going to go to the line. That is Parker Leeds being whistled for his third foul. Two shots coming. That is also team foul number 7. Auding has had a rough day at the office in the free throw line. However, he knocks down the first one. Hayden just 6 of 13 from the line in the game. Auding has been the primary one who has struggled. He is just 2 of 8 after that first make. One more coming. And he hits them both. Silence to a roar after the free throws. It's 48-46. Leads across midcourt working against Moeller. Hayden staying in a man-to-man defense. The Hayden students roaring at a fever pitch right now. Leads pass to Stewart. Juggled it. Nearly a travel call if the officials would have saw it differently. Now Reck to Stewart on the right side. Ortega with it in the corner. 1 minute into overtime. Ortega backing his way in against Ham. Nearly slid his foot. Able to hold the pivot foot, though, and get it out to Reck on the perimeter. Now it's Stewart on the right side. To Reck in the corner. He has Auding on him. Now back to Leeds. Emporia very deliberate in this possession. Still plenty of time. Down two with 2:35 to play in overtime. Cooper Reck over to Ortega on the right wing. Crowd still roaring as Ortega backs his way in. Now out to Reck on the perimeter. Stewart is on the wing with the basketball over to Leeds. Moeller almost stepped in front of it. Over a minute is run off the clock on this possession and no shot yet. Peters in the corner with it. Finds Reck. Solid defense so far for Hayden. Nearly a turnover as Moeller tried to step in front of Leeds, and Leeds finds himself open for a three. The first three-pointer of the game for Emporia is brought to you by ValueNet Fiber. Always available, always reliable, always fast. ValueNet Fiber. Just over 2 minutes to go. Leads the three, and now it leads with the turnover on the other end. The 17th Hayden turnover. And now with 1:40 to go in overtime, it's the Spartans with the ball and a one-point lead. Can the Spartans bleed the clock here? Get some more points out of it. Reck holds the ball momentarily. Now it's off to Stewart. A couple dribbles and off to Peters. Brings it out closer to the timeline as he picks up his dribble. He needs some help knocked away from him. Up to Reck. Reck had Auding free briefly 5-on-4, but the Spartans can't get a look they like. So they back it out to Sheldon Stewart with 1:15 to play. Over to Leeds. Back to Stewart. Looking for Reck posting up against Auding. This matchup is just not there offensively. Now to Ortega in the corner. Ortega working against Moeller. Off to Reck. We're under a minute to play in overtime. Into Leeds. Leeds posting up against Ortega. Some contact, but no call. And back out to the perimeter. Now Leeds with it. He has Padilla right on his hip. Padilla's got 4 fouls. Poked away briefly. Leeds let it go out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Emporia. The whole Hayden faithful thought that that was off of Parker Leeds. And Leeds could have grabbed that ball, but he put that call in the hands of the officials. And fortunately for the Spartans, he was rewarded for it. Ham will check out. Checking back in is Dylan Foster. 46 seconds to go. The inbound goes to Leeds in the backcourt. He'll bring it back across against Moeller. Poked away. Ball's loose on the floor and a foul called. And Parker Leeds will go to the line. Foul is called against Jake Moeller. That's his third. We'll have 2 free throws coming for Parker Leeds. Leeds has been to the line once. And it was a critical trip. In the final minute, he came to the line with a 2-point lead, and he missed both. And Hayden went down and tied the game on the next possession. This time, Parker Leeds hits the first. He's up to 13 in the game. 50-48 Emporia with 39.4 left in overtime. Needs a look at the scoreboard over his shoulder for missing the second free throw. Duffy the rebound. He's up to 8 boards against a game-high 14 points. Not a game-high, but 14 points. Auding with the bounce pass. Looking inside to Foster. He had a seam, but pass it out to Padilla. 3 for the lead. That's no good. Leeds with a good rebound for the Spartans. And now trying to kill time. They got to go. Padilla chasing. He's playing with 4. He loses the ball, but Stewart able to come up with it. And now Auding nearly tackles Stewart with 10.5 seconds on the clock. And that is number 5 on Joe Auding. Rule book confirming, and that is 5. Joe Auding played an excellent game. 19 points, a game high, 4 rebounds, but he is gone. And now Sheldon Stewart with, to put it lightly, the 2 biggest free throws a Spartan has shot this entire season. Stewart knocks these down. It's a 4-point lead with 10.5 seconds to play. Kalen Rice, who has been on the bench for the entire fourth quarter in overtime with 4 fouls of his own, will check in for Auding as Stewart knocks down the first one. Ice in his veins for Sheldon Stewart as the sophomore matches his career high with 10 points. The Spartans burn their 1 overtime timeout. Both teams have burned their OTTOs, if you will. So, once again, the barrels are completely empty for both sides. Sheldon Stewart has a huge free throw coming up on the other side of this timeout. But for the Spartans, I'm sure that the purpose of the timeout is simply set up defense regardless of a make or a miss. I'm sure that the objective for the Spartans is going to be in either situation, try to set up some pressure and at the very least make Hayden burn as much time as possible getting up the floor. For that matter, what they may also be discussing too is if Stewart misses this free throw, letting Hayden get past half court and then fouling and denying the Wildcats a chance at a 3-point shot. That could be part of the discussion as well. And of course, the obvious situation is Stewart makes the free throw and you get the 4-point lead. Don't foul in any situation. Don't give him a free path, but don't foul. Now here we go. Sheldon Stewart shooting a free throw for a career high 11 points and potentially the first Spartan victory of the season. The shot up, and it is good. 52-48, 10.5 to play. Padilla up the floor. Timeout. The scoreboard is showing none. Boy, I wasn't sure that Hayden had a timeout, but it appears that everyone concurs that they did have a timeout. So appears that just the scoreboard just was not updated to reflect extra timeouts, as each team is awarded 1 extra timeout in overtime. And indeed, now that I look back and realize that Hayden had not burned a timeout in OT. So, 2.5 seconds came off the clock. There is 8.1 showing on the clock. Hayden got the ball across midcourt, so the objective here is to get a bucket. If you have a quick 2, take it. If not, probably trying to get a short pass to the perimeter for a 3. Use as little time as possible to get the shot off. And you can think about trying to set up a press and get a bucket if the shot goes in. Or get a steal and potentially a bucket if the shot goes in. Or at the very least, set up a situation to foul. Well, if Hayden can get a shot right off the inbounds, there is still a sliver of a chance. Patrick Gorman, who is also hasn't been played at all in the fourth quarter or overtime until now, is inbounding. He needs help. He finds Padilla, but in the backcourt, And Padilla fires it off of the left of the right leg of Jacob Ortega. Denies the pass to the corner. Kick ball stops the clock with 5.1 to work with. At this point, just even one shot would use up nearly the entire clock. Long pass Padilla far side. Three on the way. That is good. But the clock is going to run out before the Spartans even need to inbound. And that's it. That is all. The Emporia Spartans have won their first game of the season, 52-51 in overtime. A thrilling victory for Emporia. And for Bo Welch and his squad, a massive sigh of relief. We'll step aside, take a timeout. We'll come back with the Prairieland Partners and Mr. D's Car Wash postgame show coming up next on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Mel's Tire, 950.